What's your name?
My name is Frankie.
Okay, and where are you from?
From the Bronx.
Yeah? And do you consider yourself part of the 99%?
Absolutely.
Why?
Well, I mean, I've had to deal with, problems that a lot of my fellow occupiers / 99% my whole life, living in a marginalized borough, I like to call it.
Uh-huh.
Being racially profiled by the police. Like she said, stopped and frisked all the time. I mean, being arrested for walking into my building without an ID. Stuff like that makes me a part of the 99%. I work for what? I work for McDonald's. I work for a couple of Papa John's. I work for a lot of major corporations. And yeah, so it was always minimum wage. I mean, I got each and every job I had, I went up to the managerial position and seen nothing but like 20 cent raise. And it's crazy, you know. I mean, I graduated high school, you know, I'm only 22. I have a lot of friends that go to school in the city, college in the city. So, like, I mean, I ran into, in the summer, like, maybe July-ish, I started protesting against college hikes. And then from there, just led to me occupying. So it's like, feeling marginalized in such a neighborhood just leads everybody in that neighborhood to do what's put out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like to say, you know, occupying has been a new chapter in my life because, you know, it saved me. You know, I was never really, you know, homeless. I'm homeless by choice, but I mean, this was a new chapter in my life. Like, Occupy movement has saved me from a lot. I mean, people still probably look at me like, oh, you're that guy that's fucking protesting like crazy, getting arrested. But at least I'm not that guy fucking worrying about fucking me looking over my shoulder because I'm selling shit on the street.
Right.
So, yeah.
And how did you guys get to be friends? Have you guys known each other very long?
It was magic. I mean, I don't know. We met in D.C.? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We were in D.C. together.
No.
No.
But good friends?
Yeah.
I've seen you for months now.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I've seen you too. No.
But we didn't really, yeah.
We kind of clicked, in D.C. It was just like...
Uh-huh. Yeah, we both just got back.
Uh-huh. Cool. Yeah, I got my wrist broken in D.C. by a cop.
What happened? Oh, my God.
I was doing jumping jacks on the grass while this guy was taking out... It was like an action to this mayor's convention that was going on in the Capitol Hilton Hotel in D.C. So, like, we went over there. Mayor Kwan from Oakland, her taxi got surrounded by a couple of occupiers.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
And I was
on the grass. You know, this guy behind me, I already knew the whole plan, but this guy behind me was taking down the flag from the Capitol Hotel. And the cops seen him, so I just started doing jumping jacks. And just tackled the shit out of me.
Oh, my God.
But it's
did it hurt?
Yeah, it hurts.
Hurt.
It's a hairline fracture.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah.
I kind of took the splint off because it kind of was smelling bad.
Yeah. So how old were you when you were first stopped and frisked? Do you remember?
Wow.
The first time you remember being racially profiled by the police?
It had to be like at the age of fucking... I'm sorry.
No.
At the age
fine.
Of 14, 13,
uh-huh.
Very young.
Yeah.
Being in a police car, like, in the back of a... feeling like, I'm being arrested right now, all bad as shit, but not really knowing, you know, as I'm growing up, it's like, why me all the time, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, I've had cops walk up to my brother-in-law, who's actually a lieutenant, a sergeant himself in the Bronx. He's a police officer. They stopped him because they saw him talk to me, and they told him that I was a drug dealer. Oh, don't mess with that guy. He's bad news. I mean, it's like, I can't walk down the street without them just staring me down.
Right.
I mean, I had cops, like, yell out my whole name, which is Muhammad Frank Olivo. oh, Muhammad, Frank Oliva, what are you doing? That is not necessary. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, right,
I mean,
right.
I come to Manhattan, that never happened to me in my life. That's why I'm saying all these boroughs are so marginalized, and you get used to that fucking...
Right.
That's why it's the hood, you know?
Right.
That's what it is. I mean, you come to Manhattan, like, you're, you know, News Channel 12?
Uh-huh.
So you got News Channel 12 Manhattan, News Channel 12 Brooklyn, Bronx, News Channel 12. You sit and watch News Channel 12 all day in the Bronx, and you hear all this fucking, all these crimes that happen in the Brooklyn, Bronx, blah, blah, blah. But then all day you'll hear about all this good stuff that's going on in Manhattan or stuff like that. So you don't...
Right.
And then, like, you come to Manhattan. I've watched News Channel 12 in Manhattan, and it's like... All the bad stuff that goes on in those boroughs, yeah, that's what's happening over there. And then maybe, you know, maybe a fucking terror, there was a threat on Times Square, somebody was sitting in his car or something like that.
Right, right, right.
And it's like, who's doing this? Like, who's, like, where's the real crime? Like, you know, it's right here.
Right.
Right here, Wall Street.
Exactly.
And,
I totally agree with you. Yeah.
And you know, people get used to, you know, I mean, people get adapt, you know, to their living situations, and it's like, all right, if they're giving me this much, that's how far I'm gonna go. If that's gonna keep me alive, that's how it is in those boroughs, and that's why people are so less fortunate.
Right.
The 99%, the people that are not really thought about at the end of the day are in these boroughs,
right.
Especially in mines.
Yeah.
It sucks, and that's why I'm here. I'm here like to show people in my neighborhood as well as others, like, hey, you have a voice too. You can be heard. Like, come and occupy, guys. Like I wish people would just start to realize in my neighborhood, you know, people are used to that stuff. They're like, oh no, that Occupy stuff. That's for people that just want to get in trouble, a bunch of snitches down there, and they just don't understand, you know what I'm saying? They are used to that lifestyle over there, but what I want to do is, you know, connect Occupy to my neighborhood, you know, occupy my hood a little bit more, and get people out here.
Yeah.
Fight the power.
Yeah, thank you. That's awesome.